So what's your zodiac sign? I wonder if there's any correlation between signs and whether people listen to podcasts or whether they listen to this podcast. Well, I was traditionally in the group of people whose birthdays correspond with the astrological sign of Sagittarius. Of course, that's Year of the Horse in the Chinese year system, which I like. But in the zodiac, they've introduced in some circles, and this seems to have largely blown over, but they introduced another sign. It's called Ophiuchus. And according to that 13 sign zodiac, I fall into that new mysterious sign. What if the signs could predict whether people would be violent with guns?
I've heard mental illness mentioned. So I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, okay, so then I thought, wait a minute, like, I've been diagnosed. I haven't only been diagnosed, I've also been hospitalized for a mental illness. So I'm just like, okay, so does that mean that I shouldn't be able to have a gun? Because before, like, when they first started talking about doing, like, background checks for people with mental illness, I was like, yeah, like, that's probably actually a good idea. And, like, even though I have mental illness, I would probably agree with that. Because I know if you're, like, mentally unstable, having a gun might not be a good idea, because who knows what you're going to do with that. Like, if I had a gun when I was psychotic, like just being incredibly blunt, like, I don't know if I would have had some sort of delusion about, you know, something. I mean,
there's a girl,
and I'm going to promote her channel right now. So her channel is called Perfecting Normal.
It's a joke!
So YouTube.com/Perfecting Normal.
You're gonna lose it too!
You should totally check her out. She has like one video right now about her psychosis.
United States is based on guns.
So, okay. And yeah, so I hope she doesn't mind saying this, but hopefully she won't since I'm like promoting her videos. She said in her most recent video that when she was psychotic, she thought that the only way she could save the world or save humanity was to kill herself or to jump off a bridge. And then her parents tackled her and like brought her to the hospital and stuff. But I'm just thinking, like, if she was like psychotic and she thought that she had to jump off a bridge and kill herself, like, maybe like the jumping off the bridge was specific to the delusion, I don't know. But if she had a gun, it would be like a lot easier, quicker access to killing herself.
Yes!
To save humanity or whatever. So yeah, I'm just thinking, like, well, maybe, like, it's good for people who have mental illness to not have access to a gun. I know it's kind of, like, probably puts most people off, and, you know, kind of does make me upset that, you know, maybe at some point, if they do ever have these regulations, I don't even know, but that I wouldn't be able to have a gun to protect myself. And I don't really know how I feel about that. So yeah, please leave a comment telling me, like, what your opinion on this is. Like, you know, if you have a mental illness, do you think that you should be able to have
a good antipsychotic?
And if you don't have a mental illness and you watch these,
okay.
Photos of scantily clad Israeli female soldiers are making the rounds on the internet. One of them depicts them in combat vests or something and helmets, but not too much else. And another picture shows four women with three very large rifles and what looks like a grenade among them. These pictures appear to have been taken at Israeli barracks. And they're very funny. But I think it's important not to be missing the point of these photos. These photos are a kind of maybe as good as any evidence of an Israeli brutalizing a Palestinian. These are visual evidence of the desensitization of Israeli society and the glorification of violence. And so I think that in a way that they should be taken seriously for what they show. And I think the boycott movement is gaining momentum. There's a lot of people now, including Stephen Hawking, who in one way or another have supported some sort of boycott of Israel. Now, a lot of them center around economic boycotts. There's a lot of different kinds of boycotts that people are embarking on. But the same way that apartheid was forced to unravel in 1994, the Israeli occupation will have to be unraveled at some point, and Palestinians will have to be freed to, you know, basically rule their own country and not deal, you know, with all this.
Yes.
There isn't really much to say about the IRS so-called scandal, except now, only now, we're hearing about other groups they are investigating. Not only were they looking at Tea Party groups, they were also looking at Occupy. They're also looking into open source groups.
If they have a crummy life and they don't really want to live it, I think they should have all their rights to commit suicide if they want to.
Got it!
I'm Tim Slough, and this is That Teen Show. A show where we can get together and rap about the things we're feeling. You know, every day we're hit with good and bad situations. I'm gonna talk about a really serious topic.
I don't give a fuck, man! I'm sick of you always thinking you know what's best for me, dog!
Dawson, and I had a chance to speak with Hervé Valachez, Tattoo on Fantasy Island, about his experiences and views on teen suicide based on anything but fantasy.
But as far as I'm concerned, if I want to kill myself, I'm going to kill myself.
How old were you when you tried to take your life?
It was like in my teens, like around 16 years old. What happened, I was going through a lot of depression. And because of the depression, I was taking a lot of alcohol and a lot of barbiturates.
What you gonna
and
do?
And one night, I just decided to go to sleep and took a lot of barbiturates.
I think it's time for some uplifting music from Santana.
In Cincinnati, when in fact the indication is they were directly being ordered from Washington. My gut tells me that too many people knew that this wrongdoing was going on.
Yeah, my gut tells me the same thing. I mean, this can't just be Cincinnati. Remember the old saying, what happens in Cincinnati, nothing happens in Cincinnati. That's what Issa said, but he refused to release the full transcripts for a very good reason, which he also refused to release. But on Tuesday, Congressman Elijah Cummings released the full transcript to the press. And it proved conclusively that ISO was right to not want the transcript released. Jim?
A Cincinnati-based IRS manager who describes himself as a conservative Republican told congressional investigators there was no evidence that the White House was involved in targeting conservative groups.
God damn it. So this scandal is not connected to Obama. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear tonight's words. The news to see what I don't want to hear. And I shouldn't have to. These days, there's a news channel for everyone. Conservatives have Fox, liberals have MSNBC, and the elderly who lost the remote in 1998 have Headline News. Now, cable networks have one cardinal rule. That rule is to tell their viewers what they want to hear. Speaking of which, tune in tomorrow for my special report, Have You Lost Weight? And, folks, yes. Television news isn't only saying what you want to hear, they're letting you hear you say it.
I know.
We want to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you via Twitter.
We want to know what you think.
And don't forget to vote in our Insta poll.
I hadn't noticed.
Here's your chance to help us create a food lover's map of the world.
We did a BillO'Reilly.com poll, you which won't. Is not scientific, but it is indicative. It does indicate what my viewers believe. And they said 75% of them said Factor was fair in its coverage.
We'll do a Twitter online
you
poll.
You will never know.
It's a mob.
Yep, just like anchorman Walter Cronkite used to say, and that's the way I think it was. I don't know, we'll figure it out tomorrow. The point is, cable news is increasingly putting the me in media. Especially the good folks over at CNN. On the same day that the full IRS deposition transcript clearing Obama was released, CNN's headline read, Shifting IRS polls contradict key deposition. Take that, key deposition. CNN has a poll. A poll that says half of Americans think Obama did it anyway. Now, folks, years ago I gave you something called truthiness. Ignoring what the facts say and instead going with what feels right in your gut. You know what happens? Folks, you know what happens when you put a bunch of those guts together? I'll tell you what happens. What happens is you turn truthiness into truthy news. With truthy news, cable news networks have only one obligation. Their obligation is to report whatever the American people already think. If only truthy news were around in the last century, we could have seen great headlines like, Dewey defeats Truman? You tell us. And 63% believe Titanic's still unsinkable. Luckily, now truthy news is here to usher in a new standard of broadcasting. First, we ask you what you think the news is. Then report that news you told us back to
okay.
you. Then take an Insta Twitter poll to see if you feel informed by yourself, which we will read on the air until we reach that golden day when we are so responsive to our viewers that cable news is nothing but a mirror, a logo, and a news crawl. And that's the word. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the DJMCloud.com podcast with me, Dan McKeown. This has been episode number 97. It was recorded on June 25th, 2013. You can find out more by going to the website, check the show notes, look for episode 97. There'll be links and artwork. Check out my Twitter feed, Pacific Pelican, website, pacificpelican.us.